Father, we just come to you now. We dedicate this time to you, Lord, to your service. Father, that we would turn our hearts and our minds to you. And Lord, listen to what you have for us. Lord, as we come into your presence with singing and praise, Lord, we ask you to give us direction for our lives. Lord, fill us up. Fill us up with your gasoline for the week, Lord, that we don't run out before next weekend. Father, just keep us in the direction that we should go. Keep our hearts and our minds stayed on you, Lord. Lord, we just pray in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you would turn to page 415, I'm going to do things a little different this morning. I got to drop this. I feel like I'm going to swallow. Hallelujah. A week from tomorrow is Christmas, isn't it? Isn't that? It's quick. That's too quick. We're going to pretty much do Christmas songs today. It's wonderful to remember and think of his birth and why he came as a child. He came to die on the cross, and he knew that. Wow, that's mind-boggling to know what his mission in life was when he came, and he came willingly to give his life a ransom for many. Amazing. Amazing. Let's sing Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And
from the realms of glory, and number 23, O Worship the King. So turn to both of them. Soon as we're done with 414, we're going to go right into 23.
Come and worship, come and worship, worship.
She's getting a little rambunctious over there.
Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Great things he has done, great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father.
Two words there. If you've got a pen or a pencil or something, you can write the King down. I did it in mine. It wasn't just a king. He was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I'm sorry that my hymnal had a king in it, but it's got the King in it. So feel free to do that. Feel free to do that. Hallelujah. Let's do verse 2.
Jesus, be our glory, honor, and praise.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the gifts you have given us. But Lord, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. And the salvation that we have through him. We ultimately thank you for giving of yourself. We pray, Lord, that if there's someone here today that has not accepted your greatest gift, Lord, or if we have just forgot about how important that gift is, may you remind us today. May we leave this place changed and renewed. In Jesus' name, amen. As we'll see tonight in the play, the youth play, as they put on the birth of Jesus, God on a special day about 2,000 years ago gave us the greatest gift of all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God gave the perfect gift of Jesus. Why was Jesus the perfect gift? Why was Jesus the perfect gift? Jesus was the perfect gift because Jesus was of God. God gave of himself. When we buy a perfect gift for someone, it comes from ourselves. It comes from our heart. The gift of a card means nothing if there's no signature in it. A card without a signature is just random words. But a card with a signature is what gives it meaning. The incarnation, we sang about that today. God coming to earth, becoming man. Jesus, as part of the Godhead, is ultimately God. We would all agree upon this. The fact that Jesus ultimately is God. So God himself came to earth to provide a redemption plan for his people. Jesus said in John 14, 10 and 11, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. They are one. The birth of Jesus is prophesied in the book of Isaiah. Chapter 9, it says, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." His names tell us who he is. The Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. He is God. No name tells us more of who he is, in my opinion, than in Isaiah 7:14, though. "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? God with us. Jesus is the greatest gift because he is God with us. Jesus, the creator of all. John 1 says that nothing was created that he did not create. Genesis 1 says, says that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. If Jesus created the heavens and the earth, God created the heavens and the earth, then they must be one. And that God that created the heavens and the earth, that God that created you, that God that created me, the God that created the snow, the God that created the sun, and the moon, and the stars, became flesh and dwelt among us. That is the greatest gift ever given. He was born in a manger, raised as the carpenter's son, experienced the pain that we experience, wasn't always tempted, but yet without sin. He was wrapping himself as a gift for you. He was fully God, but at the same time, fully man. He was born to die, as Josh so eloquently put it last week in his chalk drawing. He was born to die. Jesus was wrongfully accused. He was mocked. He was beaten. He had a crown of thorns placed upon his head. He was wrapping himself as a gift for you. He was sentenced to die between two thieves on a cross. He was wrapping himself as a gift for you. He was stabbed in the side with a spear, and his blood flowed. He was wrapping himself as a gift for you. He died a terrible death as a present for you. His life was not taken from him, but he gave it on the cross as a willing sacrifice so that together we may be with him. The sinless lamb, higher than the angels, higher than Moses, the great high priest. He was buried and on the third day rose that he might give eternal life to those who might believe in him and open his gift. He ascended to the Father and continually makes intercession for us until his glorious return, when the trumpet shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we shall meet him in the air, ever to live with our Lord and Savior. Jesus is the greatest gift. And I stand before you today to share that great gift with you, to remind you of the gift that we have in Jesus. He has given you everything, including himself, and all he asks is that you open that gift and let him be a part of your life. Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open that door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me." God is offering us the greatest gift ever given. And it would be foolish if we did not accept that gift. If I said to George, "Here's a gift. It's the greatest gift you could ever have. It would change your life forever." Wouldn't it be foolish of George to say, no thanks, that's all right. I'm not interested. Or, that's fine, maybe I'll take the gift and open it later. Or maybe never open that gift at all. You see, like that gift, Jesus is wrapped up for us in swaddling clothes, just waiting for us to open him up and receive what he has. And the fact, if we were just to open that gift and accept Christ, or if we already have accepted Christ, just be reminded of the gift that he has given us. If I could have everyone's head bowed and eyes closed. God's gift needs to be accepted as any gift that you would give throughout this season. It's just there waiting to be open. Receive the gift of Jesus. Receive himself. Romans 5:8 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." God's gift is for you. If there's anyone here tonight that has never accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, if you've never opened the gift of God and experienced what he has for you, and that's something that you would like to do today, I just ask that you would raise your hand so that I might pray for you. It will be the greatest gift that you ever opened. It would be foolish to have a gift given to you, but yet never received. Maybe there's someone here today that a long time ago you accepted Christ into your life, but you, over time, have walked away from that gift. You've thought other things were more important. But today you've realized that the gift of Jesus is the greatest gift of all. And you would like to come back to him. If that is you, I just ask that you would raise your hand to the Lord now. The greatest gift ever. Don't be foolish to pass up the gift. Sing page 294. Everybody stand, please. Let's remember the gift that he has given us. About the words.
Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing love, how can
It's hard for me to fathom the fact that my God would die for me. And this Christmas season, when the hustle and bustle of time goes by, and the presents we buy, and the trees we sit beside, and the families we talk to, may we never forget the greatest gift of all. The fact of Jesus, God Himself, making redemption's plan for us, starting at the birth, and yet coming again to redeem His people, once and for all to live with Him. May we never take it for granted, and may we never forget. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank You for that gift of Yourself, dying, providing a plan for us that we may live with You forever. Lord, may we not forget that over this busy Christmas season, but may we be constantly reminded of Your love, how You died for us. Lord, may we share that love with others. May we go in safety. May we go in love to return again tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.